Chapter 14, Devotional 16, Hanging Out with Jesus, Talking to a Friend. Hebrews 4, verses 15 through 16 tell us, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." At work, just as in our personal lives, we feel closer to certain individuals than we do to others. We spend much of our waking life with our work family. We work together, go to lunch or take breaks, and often enjoy recreation activities outside of work. We get to know their families. We confide in them, and they, in turn, share their lives with us. It's normal that we feel comfortable around people whom we judge to be like us, and uncomfortable around people who are different from us. Knowing that others are like us makes all the difference. To fully grasp the meaning of this passage, we need to focus on the words, "one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin." Jesus understands and sympathizes with our weakness because he also was tempted. Knowing this helps me feel comfortable and at ease with Jesus. I have a common experience with him. He has experienced challenges and issues similar to the ones I face. Since he knows what it feels like to be tempted, I can come before him with a level of comfort and confidence that he will understand. Jesus gets it. I'm in awe, realizing that I know him and he knows me. As a man, son, brother, friend, teacher, leader, fellow carpenter, man of prayer, man who loves God, man who has been loved, tempted, and betrayed, I have a lot in common with Jesus. He is real. I'm comforted knowing that I can come to him and just hang out and talk. Child of God, the Word says that Jesus has called you friend. You can come to him anytime and talk about your life with confidence and expectant hope that he will understand. Whenever you're lonely, hurt, tempted, struggle, or fall, talk to him. He will listen and always help you. Lord, thank you for loving me enough to give me your Son. Jesus, you have called me friend. Draw me into a deeper and more personal relationship with you. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.